Hi there, we're ADV Marketing, a marketing agency that develops high quality and cost-effective marketing materials. Our relationship-driven business model and customized marketing solutions makes us the perfect partner for small businesses looking to grow. I'm your host, Lena Rice. Join Sarah and me here on Marketing Matters every other Monday to discuss business-to-business marketing topics. Now let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Marketing Matters, where we talk all things marketing related and how it relates to your business. Sarah, I'm so excited about this episode.
It's a good episode.
This is basically the what not to do
episode. It's everything I wish people knew about marketing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, we're going to be answering the question, when is marketing too much? Mm-hmm. Because marketing can be annoying. Mm-hmm. And we're going to break down why it can be annoying. Mm-hmm. And that way, your marketing is not annoying.
Because that is the goal. I feel like
totally.
We need to tell everyone that. It's like,
we don't want your marketing to be annoying.
It should not be annoying. People should not look at the stuff you're putting out and be like, oh my gosh, another thing from Company X. Like, no. That is not what we want.
Not what we want.
No.
So, okay. So, Sarah, I'm going to start off by asking you a fun little question.
Okay.
So, have you ever been fatigued by a brand's marketing? And
yes.
By that, I basically just mean for the listeners out there that have you ever, you know, been on social media or just TV ads, anything, and you're like, not this company again.
Yeah. It happens frequently. And I think everyone can relate to that feeling,
yeah.
Which is why marketing can get a bad rap, is because we remember the negative experiences and not necessarily when it's working, because you don't notice when it's working.
Exactly.
You just know you love, like, I love Trader Joe's, so I'm never fatigued by Trader Joe's.
H-E-B.
Love.
They have great ads. They're so funny.
Yeah, like H-E-B does have good ads. Yeah. See, those brands I'm not fatigued by, but I have been fatigued, and usually, so I get fatigued because I'm in marketing. I get really frustrated when people do marketing wrong, quote unquote wrong. It's when it's too salesy, and I feel like I'm being sold. Look, y'all, hot take from a marketing professional. I do not like the cold sale process, like going up to people who don't need your product and trying to convince them they need it. Like, that is from the get-go bad. Like you should not be chasing people who don't want your stuff.
Right.
Demand generation has a place, but it is not starting cold with a client who already knows they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
That is not a good situation.
Yeah.
And when marketing comes across that way and that they're in your face and you don't want them to be in your face, that's a huge red flag for me.
It's so true. So I usually get fatigued with brands marketing around election season, because what'll happen is all of a sudden, out of the blue, these brands who have never, ever dabbled in politics start talking about their opinions. And I'm like, number one, I don't think brands should have political opinions unless it directly affects them. So like you see energy companies talk about, you know, laws that were passed that affect them.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But when they start talking about like random laws that have nothing to do with their company, I'm like, please stop. I don't care. So I just get very fatigued very fast, and I will unfollow everyone and anyone who does that because it just drives me crazy to my core.
I feel like it's an unspoken truth that people generally don't like divisive politics.
No.
Like,
I'm like, why did you have to go and do that? Like, and I don't care whether or not I agree with them. I'm like, please just stop. Like, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah. Neutrality has its own value. But what those two examples, mine and yours, boils down to are brands that are out of touch.
Yes.
That don't understand their consumer.
Yeah.
Like, that is when the fatigue and annoyance happens.
Yeah.
And that, honestly, in my definition, is bad marketing. So for everyone who thinks marketing is just by default annoying,
you've been seeing real bad examples.
You've been lied to.
Yeah.
I just want to be
here. And I mean,
we
can easily talk about that with what just happened with Budweiser and Target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they had a strategy that didn't necessarily match their brand audience.
Exactly.
And in retrospect, that was 2020. But I don't know necessarily what their thinking was going into their marketing. But yeah, bringing in politics is always risky, especially because we are in the most divisive political zeitgeist ever.
Everybody has an opinion, so you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Because everyone's opinion is different.
And depending on your brands, you gotta like risk alienation, which you never wanna do. Risk
Not
annoyance.
Really.
Yeah, don't annoy people with your marketing.
That's like the key takeaway today. Please just don't annoy people.
But let's talk about what makes marketing annoying.
Okay. So the first thing that I thought of is just excessive marketing. Mm-hmm. If you are posting 15 times a day, causing your like followers to only see your brand when they go on social media, it's too much.
Yeah. It's and also certain platforms will penalize you for doing that.
They will.
They don't want spammy content on their platforms either.
No.
So don't be spammy.
Exactly. So please just don't
That's
do that.
That's my key takeaway.
Or if you like, you post, you email them, you call them, you run an ad.
Oh my gosh.
Like it's just too much.
That's so true. I recently, like I was just looking into a platform on behalf of a client just to get a better understanding of what they offer in their pricing.
Yeah.
And Did I put in my you? One email. They not only emailed me, but they also called me multiple times a day.
That happened to me one time. I don't remember what it was, but I put my email in for a platform and it also required me to put my company, which I mean, they could have figured out from my email. So then they called Kara, and I was just like, what? Which means they must have gone to our website and, like, pulled her phone number. But I'm just like, why? Please don't.
It doesn't make you look good. Because I hadn't, at that point, displayed enough interest
exactly.
in their stuff to get 2 phone calls a day.
Yeah.
Especially ones that, like, hounded me, like, would follow up and be like, why aren't you answering? I'm like, stop. I'm in marketing. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't want to work with you because
you're
annoying me.
There's a certain nonprofit, and this is a very specific scenario because nonprofits have a whole different marketing thing going on there, but there's a specific nonprofit that would call me multiple times a week at the most random hours of the day. One time they called me at 9 p.m. I was at dinner. I was not pleased about it. I finally blocked them. But I was just like, stop. Like, I'm not giving you my money, so please stop. This is not making me want to give you my money.
Yeah, that's excessive.
It is.
Not so good.
No. So don't do that. But also, another form of excessive marketing is when just not refreshing your content. So literally all people are seeing is the exact same thing over and over.
Yes.
That's excessive in a very bad way. Mm-hmm. Another thing is marketing on irrelevant platforms or mediums. So you're reaching an audience that just isn't interested.
Yeah, it's a waste coverage issue.
Yeah. But like Sarah said, we will give you a little pro tip. Do not post more than once a day on LinkedIn. They will penalize you.
Yeah. It cannibalizes your posts. So
it does.
In certain situations, like you might have to post a second time for a more important post. Fine. You can do that. That's totally fine.
But make sure your second post is more important than your first.
Because your first post will stop getting views and it'll stop getting likes and comments. So you just have to plan in advance to make sure that you're posting what you need to post on certain days.
Yeah. Okay, so the second thing that I thought of was non-targeted marketing, which we kind of talked about on the last one, but we've all gotten an ad that had zero things to do with us.
Yeah.
It's more common on, like, TVs or things like that, but I've gotten it on social media, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how does that make you feel? You get annoyed. Mm-hmm. You don't like it. It's a bad feeling. While everybody hates targeting, like, right? Like, everybody's like, oh, targeting's so bad. It's stalky. It's creepy. It's blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason we do it. It's because overall, and there are studies about this, so I'm not going to spit out precise metrics because I will say it wrong. But studies have shown that targeted content actually makes people happier and better than non-targeted content.
Yeah, because they're not getting interrupted with annoying stuff.
Because, like, they just feel like it's part of their content that they're already looking at.
Yeah. Like, think of when, this is like old school because people don't really do it anymore because they get penalized so bad for it. But like when you went to a travel agency site and then all the pop-ups on the front and back end of the website, like nothing to do with travel.
Yeah.
Like super annoying.
Yeah.
It made your computer run
slow. We've all been on websites like that.
Yeah.
Where there's like 18 million pop-ups and you're just like, stop.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of targeting, I was listening to a podcast and then a advertisement came on that was like, as a B2B marketer, you, and I was like,
wow.
Oh my gosh. That was so targeted.
Was it a B2B podcast?
No. That's it was just weird. Like a news podcast. It was weird. It was weird. I think it was honestly the Wall Street Journal. I was like,
wow.
Dang, the personalization level was insane.
Which I do know that that's something that was rolled out within the past few years where they can target. So in the past, originally, you recorded your ad ads into your podcast, but now some platforms will allow you to do targeted ads that'll just mm-hmm. auto-populate mm-hmm. into the podcast based off the listener.
Yeah, and with streaming platforms now, like Netflix or even Spotify yeah. and podcasts and stuff, you have a username, birthday, exactly. gender, like
they know all who you stuff. Are.
Yeah, you have more information than like when you bought a TV and set it up.
Yeah.
And bought cable.
So interesting, though.
It is fascinating.
Okay, so reality is targeting's better. Please target your audience accordingly.
Customize it and personalize it.
Yes, so important.
So true.
Okay, so one of the big things that is like the big no-no, like please no, just no, that we have to like rein in clients every now and again. I'm like, nope. Nope. Is reactionary marketing. So Sarah, why don't you define reactionary marketing for us real quick?
So reactionary marketing is, I'm not going to say responding, reacting to yeah. the market in a way that does not meet your business's objectives, but only meets or follows others, mm-hmm. which is bad for long-term sustainability.
Think if you had a client who only ever came to you with fires. That's not sustainable.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to do real good work for them because you're not able to do your job. You're just constantly putting out their fires.
Yeah. And they're never going to get ahead of the fires, right? Yeah. Like, and the whole point is that you're ahead of it and you're proactively managing it. So in the long term, you have efficiency yeah. and cost savings and all the good things.
Yeah.
But if you're constantly behind the fires, yeah. then you're not preventing it. Like in the wildfire yeah. stuff where they like do the yeah. little dirt digging stuff and yeah. prevent the fire from crossing yeah. over instead of just following the fire.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yes, exactly. Prevent, not put out.
Yeah.
So like you like, in order to fight the big fires, you have to think where it will be
yeah.
instead of where it was. Oh my gosh, it's Art of War.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Look at me. Like, you're the one with an MBA, but I'm the one quoting Art of War.
How so, fun. Okay, so here's some examples of reactionary marketing that are like a big no-no, which is only posting trendy content. So yeah. I did research to confirm it because I was pretty sure that I knew the answer to this. But here's the thing. If you see and identify a trend, you're too late.
Yeah.
You're too late. Because trends lifespan currently is 48 hours.
Yeah.
You don't have time to see the trend, do the trend, post the trend in 48 hours.
Yeah.
Because the problem is you don't know at what point you're seeing the trend.
Yeah.
So you could already be at the 48-hour window. You might be someone who's seeing it at the 72-hour window. You don't know. Mm-hmm. So don't do it.
Yeah. And wouldn't it be better if you were the one starting the trend?
That's so, okay. So I get to that. So definitely keep up with industry news and events. Totally. Be posting about relevant content. Yes. You know, if, like we talked about in a previous episode, if a law gets, or I guess it was this episode.
Yeah.
If a law gets passed that affects your business, this is very common in the energy industry, or, you know, PHMSA comes out with some rule, by all means, talk about it.
Yeah.
Because everyone in the industry is talking about it. And guess what might happen? Your post might trend.
Yeah. And that's responsive marketing, not reactionary exactly. marketing. There is a huge difference.
Yes.
So you have to respond to the market, not react to your competitors yeah. or react to trends.
And a great example of this is one of our clients has a podcast where they talk about industry things. And very commonly in the middle of filming their season, PHMSA will come out with something that they then will take an episode or two to dive into and then talk about. But what will often happen is they'll talk about it because it already fits into the season and what they were already discussing. They're just taking it and adding it in because it happens to be relevant content to what they were already discussing. Mm-hmm. So you're able to adapt. And marketing is adaptive by yes. all means.
And it dynamic. Should not
be static.
Always changing. Always responsive to the market and to your customers.
Exactly. You just want to make sure that it's relevant.
Yes.
And you're not doing something just for the sake of doing it.
Yes. And
it needs to serve a purpose.
Don't be one step behind your competitors.
Right.
And that's where you'll be if you react to everything.
Yes. So if you're doing something because your competitor is doing something, you're
not not the right reason.
No. Mm-mm. Don't do that. So that's like our big, like, please no. By all means, be excessive. Don't target. That's fine. Just don't react.
Please.
Not really. Please don't do any of those because
yeah.
you will be annoying. And we don't want your marketing to be annoying.
No one should be annoying.
No one should be annoying.
It defeats the purpose.
And it is a real fear. So, okay. On the opposite end of the spectrum, we did have a client at one point who was concerned that posting even once a month was excessive.
Yeah.
That is not the case.
That is not excessive.
So let's just, to help you understand, it's very common for, especially on LinkedIn, for your audience to not, for your whole audience to not see every single post.
Yeah. I think the metric is like 10% of your audience sees a given post at a time. That's only 10%. Yeah. So if you post the same post again,
yeah,
people who didn't see the first time will see it. And that's valuable. But you just, you have to know best practices. You have to be consistent.
Exactly.
And you have to post.
And posting a few times a week is okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You can post, I would say our sweet spot window that we recommend is anywhere from like 2 to 4 times in a given week, unless you just have like something crazy going on, like an event or something special, by all means, go for it. And if you have the capacity to post 7 times a week, go for it. But the cost, you really benefit, don't need to do that.
Yeah, the cost-benefit analysis might not be there for every day.
Right.
But for 2 to 3 times a day, that's kind of the sweet spot.
Don't post 2 to 3 times a day.
2 to 3 times a week. I'm sorry. That's what I meant.
No, it's okay. I just we talked about it earlier, so I had to like clarify.
That is the sweet spot for LinkedIn, and what people who know the algorithm for LinkedIn best, they recommend 2 to 3, 2 to 4 times a week.
Yeah.
Not a day.
So don't worry. You can post without being annoying.
You can also change. So if something didn't work or you got fewer impressions because you're posting more, just don't post more. And then you're like responsive, not reactionary.
Exactly.
Yay.
Okay, this was a great episode. This is probably one of my favorites in a while because it's just, I don't know. It's all the things that I guess I wish clients knew about marketing.
So true.
So, and we finally got to talk about it.
Yay!
But this is a great episode.
All these episodes are my favorite.
I know. So, okay, so what's your takeaway today?
Don't be spammy. That's my
takeaway. It's a real good one.
It is, and it's so clear.
It's very clear.
Yeah, don't be spammy.
Don't spam your clients.
No.
You don't like to be spammed? Don't spam them.
Yeah, just do what you take. Just do the marketing you would want to see. That's a really good rule
of thumb. It is. If you think it's annoying, it's annoying.
Yes.
Most often.
Yeah, so true.
Okay, well, this is a great episode. I really hope y'all enjoyed it. This was our last episode of the season, so we will be taking a little bit of a break, and then we will be back in 1 month for our next season.
Yay, so fun.
Okay, we will see you guys next season. Bye.